Kristen Pleasanton, Deputy Director of the Delaware Division of the Arts, and your host for today. With me in the studio is Kim Graham, Director of Student and Family Services, Corinne Cowan, Vice President of the Board and Chair of the Christie Awards, and Jim Donahue, Marketing Consultant at Christina Cultural Arts Center in Wilmington. Welcome to Delaware State of the Arts.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Now, we're going to talk about the Christina Cultural Arts Center, which has really been a major cultural institution in downtown Wilmington for almost 70 years. So, Kim, can you talk a little bit about the history of the organization to start?
Yes. Christina Cultural Arts Center, as you said, is approaching its 70th year. We were originally founded by the Old Swedes Church, and we're located on 7th and Church Streets in honor of Queen Christina.
Oh.
And so originally the organization served a predominantly Polish and Scottish population. And as the demographics of that area changed, then our demographics changed as well. And then we took on a focus on the arts.
Mm.
And in the 90s, we moved from that location to Market Street Mall and to be a part of the ever-growing cultural district that is there now.
That's great. And you guys do so much for that community. Do you want to talk about the community that you serve and the ages of the children, adults, et cetera?
Yes. We are a community school of the arts. We belong to a group of organizations nationwide that has a commitment to serving students regardless of their ability to pay as well as their proficiency in the arts. Mm. We want to make the arts accessible to all students. And so we serve children from as young as three and as old as you and I. We have a growing adult population that has continue to grow based on parents that are there watching their children dance, as well as folks that may have danced when they were younger or taken the arts when they were younger and are now in a place where they want to return to those art forms. And we provide instruction in dance, drama, music, and the visual arts.
And are you sort of a day and evening then facility that are allowing people to come in after work and that kind of thing as well?
During the day, we provide services to a number of schools. We provide dance and drama, music to Christina, to Kaumba Academy, which is our partner organization.
Okay.
We also work in several other public schools over the past few years, ranging from Warner in the Red Clay School District to Byard, as well as to Bancroft. Our evening classes take place starting around 4:30, 5 o'clock, and then it's a completely different group of students that are coming in throughout the week and then also on the weekends.
That's great. And you talk about accessibility as one of your goals to provide. So you can provide classes for little to no cost as well then?
We have a fee schedule that is based on household income and family size.
Okay.
So then it allows families that are wherever they are on the income strata that we can try to be able to make sure that they can afford classes there. And we do have limited scholarships for the general population,
okay,
both merit and skill, as well as for young men.
Oh, great. And I've noticed on your website you have a series of success stories for students that have graduated or maybe even still come back for more classes. Can you talk about those a little bit?
One of the things that's really wonderful about Christina Cultural Arts Center is that we typically have students from the time that they are three or four, maybe five,
mm-hmm,
all the way through high school. And so we get to see them graduate, we see them go off to college, and then we see them take their own rightful places in the community. And we're fortunate enough to see a number of them return and provide services in the social service realm, whether it is with the Urban League. We have someone that graduated, and it's funny, her mother works for the Wilmington Metropolitan Urban League, and now she works for the Greater Washington Urban League in Washington, D.C. We have students who stay in the arts, and we have others that take on careers as vast as law. And we have a student who is now principal of a new charter school that's going to be coming to Wilmington. So it's really great to see them find their own place and benefit from both the direct benefits of the arts as well as those indirect benefits, mm-hmm. that whether they are problem solving, self-esteem, that we see them showing up in their lives even once they're adults.
Yeah, and that speaks to the power of the arts, and I yes. know that's an important factor in what you guys do every day, is the importance of the power of the arts and its effect on kids' lives especially.
Yes, and one of the things that's really important is not just the arts, but we have really, over the past few years, taken on a real commitment to addressing education and the number of schools that are not doing that well. And we have developed a group of parents, 60 have come through our program to be advocates for their own children. Oh. And we are pleased to be able to welcome onto our staff Tizzy Lockman, who will be joining us as a coordinator for our PACE program, which again trains parents to be able to advocate for themselves and to be able to go out and try to impact education from the parental perspective as well.
Oh, that's great. And I like the fact that you have a multidisciplinary offerings there at the center. So if someone is interested in dance and they also will be exposed to the visual arts while they're there and vice versa, that kind of thing. So it's really giving them a nice view of multiple disciplines.
Yes. And we from time to time try to have opportunities for students to cross train in disciplines that are not their major discipline so that they can be able to experience a broader depth as an artist.
And talk about your instructors for a moment. Are they mostly from the Wilmington area, or do you bring people in? Or
our instructors range from folks that were trained at Christina Cultural Arts Center as children themselves, mm-hmm. as well as from New Jersey and Philadelphia. Our instructors really work to make sure that they are on top of their craft. So one of our instructors this year just graduated with her master's in fine arts. So we really pride ourselves in having folks on our team that are well-trained and skilled in their area so that they'll be able to bring that strength to their students.
That sounds great. And I believe fall programming, you're starting to set that up. And do you want to talk about the registration process and how people can find out more about what's going on?
Yes, you can register online or come into Christina Cultural Arts Center. Our website is www.ccacde.org, and our registration will begin August 14th, and our classes will begin September 14th for the fall semester.
Okay. To accomplish all your programming goals and the things you're doing in Wilmington and in the community, what are some of the other groups and organizations that you're partnering with or collaborating with?
We enjoy a wide range of partnerships from year to year. As I said, we partner with a number of school districts. Mm-hmm. In the fall, we will be starting a program aimed at curbing violence in the city of Wilmington and focusing on violence reduction with teens and using an arts-based approach for that, and that is going to be a partnership with the kids department. Mm-hmm. We, as I said, we work with a number of school districts that have ranged from Red Clay to the Christina School District. We work with the other arts organizations that are in Wilmington from time to time, whether it's the DCCA or the Delaware Arts Museum. So we try to be an active community member with the other organizations. We're working over the summer with the Grand Opera House to provide their Summer in the Park series as well.
Great. And do you have a regular schedule of performances, too, that feature your students?
We are available. Our students are available by request.
Okay.
Folks can contact us, and we'll send them out the information to book us. We have a number of performances in the year. We have a winter concert that features our students, as well as a spring concert that's usually held in the June time frame.
Okay. I want to take a minute to remind our listeners that you're tuned into News Radio 1450 WILM and 1410 WDOV for Delaware State of the Arts. Today I'm talking with Kim Graham, Director of Student and Family Services, Corinne Cowan, Board Vice President and Chair of the Christie Awards, and Jim Donahue, Marketing Consultant, all at Christina Cultural Arts Center. We've been talking about some of the offerings that Christina does for classes, workshops, that kind of thing. They're also involved in producing some special events. Some upcoming ones, and I think we just touched on that a little bit, is Summer in the Parks, and that's through August 13 and throughout Wilmington. Do you want to talk about some of those activities?
We had an opportunity to perform last night at the Old Sweets Church, which is our original home, and it was a concert that featured our staff and performing faculty. And we have a number of events that are coming up, and you can see those dates on the Grand Opera House website for their Summer in the Park series concerts. We have, I think, two more that are coming up over the course of the schedule.
Okay. And what about the African Festival on August 1st? Can you talk about that?
Yes. I'm excited about that. When I was just finishing college, I had the opportunity. I'm a storyteller as well as a poet, and I used to perform at that festival as a 20-something-ish. And so it's really great to see it coming back to Wilmington. It will be August 1st. Down at Kirkwood Street Park. And so it's really an opportunity for people to show their love for the community and show the things that are positive about our community in the midst of, you know, of things that are not so great.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a chance for people to be able to share their gifts, their talents, and their art forms. And I always think of it very fondly as a family, community-oriented event.
And is it all day and into the evening?
It is, yes. I believe it starts at noon, and it will go throughout the evening until dusk.
Great. And is there admission for that, or is it?
There is no fee, but there'll be plenty of vendors, lots of food, lots of artists, and just a lot of fun.
Sounds good. I'd like to now discuss one of your major events that you do every year, sort of your showcase event, which is the Christie Awards. And I know that they are coming up in October. So, Jim, can we start with you to talk about what is the purpose of the Christie Awards? What are they about?
Sure. Yeah, the Christie Awards happen this year on October 23rd. The Christie Awards are Christina Cultural Arts Center's most signature event, honoring community members who are supportive of, active in, and passionate about the arts. So we reach out to the entire community to honor those who contribute significantly to the arts in and around Wilmington.
Great. And is this a special year for the Christie Awards?
Well, yeah, the Christie Awards this year will acknowledge the important contributions of the arts that they make to the quality of life in Wilmington, and we're making a special effort this year to reach out and collaborate with other organizations in the community to stage the event. We're working with the Delaware College of Art. We're working with the Old Town Hall Museum. We're working with the city of Wilmington to ensure that the event integrates other arts organizations and other civic organizations. So it's taking a little bit of a different twist this year in involving those organizations.
And Corinne, what about the Christie Awards this year? Is making it more available to the entire community?
This year, the Christie Awards are held every 2 years, and this year is very special because it's going to take on a festival-like atmosphere on Market Street.
Okay.
So it's really bringing together the city, and our tagline for this year is Art for the City's Sake. So it's really bringing together everybody on Market Street, allowing other organizations to partner with us to bring awareness to their what they're doing and what they're bringing to the city. And we really want it to be a jubilant celebration of all walks of life, you know, all you know, whether it be corporate sponsors and then people that just come, you know, to see the great artists that are performing.
Okay. And let's talk about some of those artists. I know you have some big names that are scheduled to perform.
Right. So the evening kicks off at 5:30 with the performance of a renowned jazz pianist, Aaron Deal. And he will be followed by the actual Christie Awards event, which will take place for the first time, I believe, outdoors in Willingtown Square on Market Street. And then following the award ceremony itself, there will be, as Corinne said, an open-air event, arts-infused in the 700 and 800 blocks of Market Street. We'll have DJs, we'll have live art performances, we'll have visual arts, performing arts, we'll have dance, we'll have theater, we'll have spoken word, and of course music, and all of it will be complemented by food and drink that will be available at various venues up and down that 700 and 800 block, including the College of Art and Design and the Old Town Hall Museum, and of course CCAC itself. And then the evening concludes with a great after party that we're proud to say will incorporate Damon Bryson of The Roots and his seven-piece band and DJ Doc B from Philadelphia. And that will be, as Corinne said, a real joyous event that we hope all of our friends and colleagues and people in the community come out and take part in.
And is there a different ticketing structure for the different events? How is that working?
We're offering the ticket price is $75.
Okay.
Through September 1st, we're offering an early bird special of $65 if tickets are purchased. And they can be purchased through our website, www.christieawards.org. And there is a promo code that can be used for that.
Okay, great. And then are the food, are the vendors there selling things too, or what do you get for the ticket price, the entertainment and that kind of thing?
Yeah, that ticket price is all encompassing.
Oh,
so
great.
From 5:30 to when the event wraps up around midnight, that ticket price covers everything.
Wow.
Which is pretty substantial.
Yeah. That's
So you're getting all the entertainment, all the vendors, Damon Bryson, Aaron Deal, the DJs, and food and drink.
Sounds very exciting. And how many Christie Awards are awarded usually per year?
We do three, and this year we're going to do our three categories are Achievement by an Artist Educator, the second being Arts Advocacy and Volunteerism and Philanthropy, and then the third, Achievement in the Arts by a Youth. And that's new this year. We really felt like we wanted to take the awardees to a different level and promote what's being done by the youth in Wilmington to support the arts. So that nomination process is a public nomination process. We've received nominations. We'll be announcing the winners. And that, not to lose sight of how great this event is going to be, the event is really to award these individuals that have brought such a passion for art to Wilmington and have really made their mark.
Well, it seems very apropos that you're having a youth award, since Christina is really concerned with the youth in the community and offering a lot of youth programming. So that sounds really great.
Yes.
So what about a little about the history of and some past awardees? Can we discuss that a little bit?
Sure. So the Christie Awards began in 1991. like we said before, it pays tribute to individuals that have made significant contributions to the promotion and sustenance of the arts. But this year we're having, we want to make, have a big focus on Wilmington in itself. But past recipients have included Ozzie Davis, Ruby Dee, Mary Page Evans, Jim Gillum Sr. and Jim Gillum Jr., Michael Kalmbach, and Sylvia Banks. And Sylvia is our presenting sponsor through DuPont, so we're thrilled to have her on board this year.
That sounds great. And are the children from the classes there at Christina, are they involved in some of the performances or some of the activities going on?
Yes, they will be involved for sure, because we really love to leverage the talent that we have at Christina.
So let's do one more time how people can find more about the awards and how to buy tickets.
Sure. It's www.christieawards.org, and Christie is spelled C-H-R-I-S-T-I. So it's christieawards.org. That'll give you a little background on the event, what's being offered, as well as a link out to purchase tickets for the event.
Great. And who are some of your major sponsors and partners with this?
DuPont is the presenting sponsor. We are also sponsored by Capital One and by Christiana Hospital System, by Delmarva Power. And we are partnering as well with the City of Wilmington. And we're presently looking for additional corporate partners as well as members of our host committee, which will allow people to have two tickets to the performance and be recognized as members of the host committee.
Great. Well, I wish you the best success in that and a very exciting event. And we've come to the end of our time. I'd like to thank Kim Graham, Director of Student and Family Services, Corinne Cowan, Vice President of the Board and Chair of the Christie Awards, and Jim Donahue, Marketing Consultant for Christina Cultural Arts Center. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.